Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose reed.
I reckon we could make a very good air guitar slash drum band based on our performance during that Patti Smith song there, Jenna.
Just went into a little moment there with the earphones on. It was great.
Fantastic track, that one, from the best Patti Smith album, Horses.
Yes.
What are we talking about this morning? Because it is, of course, very related.
So Patti Smith, who very famously wrote, she's a poet, musician, but wrote the National Book Award winning Just Kids in 2010. That was the story of her, of the photographer Robert Mapplethorpe. So inspiring, that book.
Yeah.
And then followed that up with M Train in 2015, which is a memoir of grief, pilgrimages and routine, is back with her for third memoir.
Woohoo. I think my favourite was M Train so far. I loved Just Kids, but M Train was the one that really knocked me out.
I love M Train too. That is such a beautiful book. I feel like everyone's read Just Kids, right? And that's quite a traditional memoir of girl moves to New York City and
falls in love with gorgeous photographer.
Yes.
Becomes a musician.
Yes.
Classic.
Classic story that happens to everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting for it to happen to me.
Yeah.
Rachel and I were at Tiny Ruins on Friday night, and Jen Clower, she actually talked about Just Kids during her set, which was great.
Oh,
and
that's funny.
But M Train is more kind of fluid and still, and Year of the Monkey follows that type of writing.
Okay, that's exciting.
I don't think she'll ever write a memoir like Just Kids again, to be honest, because she promised on Robert Mapplethorpe's deathbed that she would write their story.
Yeah.
And that's where that kind of sits, where this is more her. So the Year of the Monkey starts in the Year of the Monkey, the new year of 2016, and two of her closest friends are dying. Sandy Pearlman, who was the person who saw her when he saw her in the early 70s, suggested that she became a singer after watching her read her poetry, and Sam Shepard, who's the writer and director, and both of those characters actually turn up in Just Kids. So these people really close to her are dying. She's on tour, she's turning 70, it's election year, and so she's just moving through this year. And as a reader, you know what the end of 2016 ends up on. And there's so many books like this coming out at the moment. But she's just moving through America and going on these pilgrimages and travelling, touring a bit. And, you know, you know how she'll, like, travel to a place to take a Polaroid of somebody's bed? That's the type of stuff that she does. So it's more, this one is a little less traditional than even M Train. It's more autofiction.
Okay.
And it switches between dreamscapes and reality. Conversations aren't guaranteed to be real. And, so she's kind of dreaming in it and then coming back to life, and you think, what's going on? So it's a bit more...
A little bit more woo-woo, but in the best way possible. I love the idea. Patti Smith, queen of woo-woo.
Queen of woo-woo. But I do feel like, you know, when I start reading her words, it's kind of just, it's just going back to an author that you really love. Her words are really calming.
Yeah.
It's so familiar. It's like snuggling into a warm blanket of Patti. And she makes really, I think she really makes solitude attractive.
Yeah.
And the poetry and solitude and travel and pilgrimages and being unashamed about your pure love of a work of someone else's. She never plays it too cool.
No, she is like a huge fan of people, and she sort of leans right into that.
Yeah.
So much of her writing is about the writing of other people too, even in her poetry and her music as well, which I think is really cool because people get a bit embarrassed about sort of revealing their influences sometimes, but she's certainly not embarrassed by that.
That's right, and she's just reading these people over and over again. I find a lot of her influences are actually quite male, but I think of that...
Mm.
Or mostly male, but I think if that's the scene that she was in the 70s, she was like one of the only women doing what she was doing. She was in a man's world, I guess.
Absolutely.
The words have beautiful beats. You could turn to any page and whatever she's describing would be, whether it's having another cup of black coffee, which she... drinks so often.
How many teenagers got into just drinking black coffee because they read Just Kids and they're like, I'm going to be Patti Smith.
and having the toast dipped in olive oil in M Train, that's all she did. But so it's this yeah, the sense of looming. Everyone around her is dying, and her husband's died, her mum's died, I think her brother's died. You know, she's kind of alone.
Yeah.
She has her children, but she's alone. And yeah, it's again with her, like her other books, she has Polaroids throughout it, and they're just kind of grainy and thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you looked at them alone, maybe they wouldn't mean much to you, but when you read the words around them, it really creates a beautiful artwork.
Totally.
Yeah, I just thought it was another great Patti Smith book. I think if this you'd never read Patti Smith before, don't read this one first.
Start with Just Kids or start with M-Train, would you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, I think that would kind of ease you into this one. It's really, it's quite short. It's only 180 pages. She's so great. I just love her.
I loved about M-Train was it was one of the first books I'd read since the earthquakes in Christchurch where someone kind of captured that sort of ongoing process of grieving for a place as well, because she talks a lot about the way that Hurricane Katrina, was it? Sandy? One of the big hurricanes. My brain's gone completely blank.
Yeah, hit
devastated
the East Coast.
The East Coast, yeah.
Yeah.
And I found that her way of talking about the grief for that, I was like, oh, I've not really heard someone writing like this about that kind of like ongoing process of grieving for a place that kind of comes after a natural disaster. So that's why I loved M-Train, was I'd not really read someone writing like that about that kind of disaster before. But also I just love Patti Smith, so I'll read anything she writes, basically.
She's really smart and thoughtful and... Yeah, so yeah, she makes me want to like go into a cabin for 6 weeks and come out with something.
I'm going to be a poet.
Yeah,
we're going to play a Go-Go's track. Why are we playing a Go-Go's track today, Jenna?
There's a great chapter in this book called Why Belinda Carlisle Matters, which, you know, who would have thought? And in a Patti Smith book, and I'm of the Circle in the Sand, Belinda Carlisle era, but this is leads to the Go-Go's era, which is a little bit earlier. And she's in Oregon. And she goes and sees, she goes to give some money to a homeless man outside a mission, and he's holding a sign saying Belinda Carlisle Matters, and she asks why, and he says she's got the beat.
That's what we're going to listen to. Thank you so much, Jenna. The Go-Go's, We Got the Beat, Belinda Carlisle Matters. You can catch a copy of that book out tomorrow, Year of the Monkey by Patti Smith.
I just want to say it's a beautiful hardback, $33.
Fantastic. Time Out Books. Also, someone texted in to say that M Train is available as an audiobook read by Patty herself. That's awesome. That was Loose Reads.